This is a room full of people who leapt and have no idea what the hell they're doing here. Do you realize how cool that is? What if you just, for the first time in your life, were totally in love with not knowing? What if way more amazing things could happen, including way better relationships, way better money, way better career, everything, if you fell in love with not knowing? So you have this wiring in your system, and your nervous system is just protecting you from anything you've never done. That's all it's doing. I have simultaneously figured out that it is possible to be both skinny, fat, and buff all at the same time. Check this out. I have all features. I got some fat, but also, ooh, he's buff, but where's his legs? It's a cool trick. Can I work on you?
Direct.
Is that open?
Yeah, that's, yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't be here today if
all right,
I was not
here we
open.
Go, mofo. Let's do this shit. All right. Imagine that the thought that's coming up is another kid at a park. Someone else's kid at a park comes up to you and goes, "No one's gonna love me." Would you go, "You're right," and then like, let's eat as much as possible and do a drug and, "You're right, Facebook, like someone like me, please." What if you just said in the elevator, "I'm nervous right now." Oh, you're just handing your heart on your sleeve to this person. And you might be scared to say that because maybe they won't like that. Well, then they weren't in alignment with you. So good thing you said the real thing and let the people that don't align with you leave. So you have a belief that authentic and filling a room don't go together. I'm not trying to get someone to a place of inspiration, and I don't even believe in motivation. Motivation is when you say, "I'm gonna make that thing happen," because you're under the illusion that you'll be complete when you have that thing. "I'm gonna get that thing. I'm gonna get that body." That's what I was like. I'm like, "I wanna get a fat, buff, skinny body. I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna go to the gym, eat a donut, and then just run down here, but stay." Like, it's not when something happens I'll be happy. It's when I'm happy things will happen. And by happy, I mean okay with every element of yourself. You are in an industry that makes you feel heavy because you're more authentic than that. You're used to being in fear. So there's an actual addiction to the limited person. You don't have any limitations at all. You're just addicted to them. You can only accept the level of love outside of you at the level that you accept it with yourself. So if you don't love yourself and you don't love the scared little voice in you and you don't spend time meditating and connecting to that, and someone comes and actually loves you, it's horrifying because it's bigger than you've let yourself have. So you sabotage it and go to people that will match your fear-based place. And then you become a people pleaser, and a people pleaser can only attract takers. Is Stevie Wonder authentic? Can he fill a room? Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
I promise you, Michael was never like, "How are we gonna get all these seats filled?"
I have this little side little thing that I've been doing, and I really want it to be the thing I do, but it's not.
What is it?
I am America's premier Meatloaf impersonator.
Whenever you're in a horrible situation, you always say, "Deep down, I know everything's gonna be okay."
I think that is a genius way to look at it.
Right, because I'm a genius. And so are you. And we make deep down this place that we look into when we're in chaos. Here I am in the zone, and people are gonna come up to you, and they're gonna be crazy, and you can fall in love with that. But we don't live it. And what would happen if you made deep down your home? Get excited about you because you're the space that all of this stuff is coming from.